Welcome to The Cosmic Calling, a podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs and creative souls on a mission to align their life and career with the cosmos. I'm Natalie Wallstein, career astrologer at Soulshine Astrology, and I hope you're ready to unlock your cosmic calling. Hello, my loves. My guest this week is Donna Wallace. After over 25 years of exploring many different modalities of energy healing work to find the most powerful and effective techniques for people to heal and evolve, Donna now helps her clients discover their perfect soulmate stone, creating custom-made heirloom jewelry for your soul through her business, House of Orion. In this episode, we're talking about the beautiful story of how Donna found her cosmic calling and the visions that appeared to her to help light her way on her path, as well as where this desire of hers came from to help people all around the world switch on their lights. Let's get started. Hi, Donna. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Natalie. Thank you so much for having me here. It's such a delight to be here with you.
Absolutely. So what would you say is your cosmic calling?
Oh, I feel like my cosmic calling is, I always think about light switches, you know, on the wall and dimmer switches. I feel like my cosmic calling is to help people turn up the dimmer switch on their light and really help activate their radiance and step into their full soul potential. So that's what I feel like my cosmic calling is.
Yeah. Beautiful. And why does that feel so important to you?
I don't know. It gives, like, even as I'm talking to you, Natalie, it just gives me all the feels. It just gives me like shivers through my body of like, I don't know why that is my soul mission. I just know that it is. And I know that when I've seen it from like experiencing this for myself, but also when I've seen it with other people that I've worked with, when people are connected with what their cosmic, you call it your cosmic calling. I love that. When people are connected with their cosmic calling, it makes us so happy. Like, we are programmed to do this or be this. And it turns on my own light, I guess. So I know that for whatever reason, I'm just programmed to be this, to do this, to offer this. And it's what feels really good for me. It's quite selfish, actually. Like, I'm truly here to be of service to other people, and yet, like, the work that I do, it fulfills me so much. It's kind of selfish.
Actually, I think that's exactly the way it's meant to be, and us thinking otherwise is more of the problem. I mean, when you're happy, you make other people happy. It's a win-win. I mean,
it is.
There's work to do sometimes, but the work can be fun and be playful. And I know for me lately, my spirit guides are like, don't say work. We don't use that word. What you're doing is play. So every time I'm going to say work, I have to like think of a different word for it.
I love that so much. I feel like over the last 6 months, I've really had a transition into that space too, Natalie, where before it felt like work and challenging, and now it feels like so much more fun. And I just love getting to show up and do the work that I do, the play that I do, the work that I do, the play that I do.
It's hard, right?
It is definitely, we need to like, I need to reprogram my language. But yes, it just feels so different than what it did before.
Tell us a little bit about your background as an energy healer and how you kind of like decided to move from offering services to now products.
Well, when I was about 17 and I was going through a relationship breakup with a boyfriend, and I was completely devastated, Natalie, like all the first heartbreak. A family friend of mine put their hands on my shoulders and gave me Reiki. I didn't even know what Reiki was at that point in time. All I knew was that it was the first true experience of being at home that I had had. And so as I connected, I will never forget that moment in time. And it sent me on a completely different trajectory in my life. I then learned how to do Reiki and then so many other healing modalities, energy healing modalities. And there were lots of little big turning points in my life. But for a long time, I had normal, inverted commas, normal day job, and I had a corporate job and would do my healing work on the side as a hobby business. And then one day after my daughter was born, I felt like her soul was asking me to be everything that I could be. And I just felt like I had this dream on the back burner for so long of doing my energy healing work as like my, there's that work word bobbing up, but as my soul income, soul, S-O-L-E and S-O-U-L, I just always had that dream to be able to do that healing work as my predominant work. And I thought when my daughter Violet was born, if not now, when? Like, if I don't do it now, when am I ever going to do this? And I really wanted to be that role model for my children. I also have a son, and I really wanted to just be that influence that was not just the mum saying that you can do and be everything that you want to be, but that real true role model where they could see that it is possible for you to live your dreams and to do the things that you really are not only just good at, but are passionate about and love. And so that was a big turning point in my life. And then that business took off. It was kind of crazy, Natalie. Of course, I'd been doing it for many years, so people knew that I did energy healing work. But when I opened the doors of that business, it was like opening the floodgates. And it was an amazing ride. So I stayed doing my corporate work for a bit. I obviously had two young children. Violet was a terrible sleeper, so I wasn't sleeping, and I was the most fulfilled I'd ever been doing my healing work in the evenings, being a mum and doing my corporate work by the day. And I just knew that, like, I just had to keep going and make this work and not make it work, but just give it my best shot. And if it didn't work, it didn't work, but at least I wouldn't die having any regrets, you know? So that was sort of how I transitioned to my energy healing work. And I just always thought that that's what I would do, Natalie. I just was like, oh, I found my jam. Like, this is what I do. This is amazing. And of course it is. And I still do that work. But we had a big change a bit over 2.5 years ago. We moved from the western suburbs of Melbourne. I live in Australia, as you know. And we moved to the beach. And it was a few months after we moved here that I had this big divine download of this new concept of the jewelry that I now create. It was so unexpected, Natalie. Like, I was connecting with the soul of my business, and I asked the question, my mentor was guiding me, like, what is it that your business wants to sell? And before I could even think about it, the word products came in, and I was totally taken aback. Like, I couldn't believe it. I was like flabbergasted. I'm like, what do you mean products? I just thought I would always be in a service-based business. And for lots of, you know, I had lots of opportunities with multi-level marketing, all sorts of different products came my way, and I tried it on for size. I was like, sorry, that's not aligned. And then I just sort of thought, like, I would never be in that sort of market. But when this divine download came, and it kept coming, it was like one vision after another, after another, after another. And then as I was setting up the business, like, more came through. And it's still coming through, to be perfectly honest. always evolving, right? But one of the main visions that I had was, like, I was out in the stars. Oh, this is so perfect to be talking about with you. I was out in the stars, and I saw a hand and a ring slide onto someone's finger. And as that ring slid onto that person's finger, I saw energy, like electrical currents, like run up through that person's arm and up into their body, and their energy field, their aura, their light just went bing and like completely turned on. And I was like, oh my goodness, what is this? And there began this new business back then of creating custom-made jewelry for people's souls that energetically activates you as you wear them.
That's so beautiful. I love that so much.
Yeah. And It's, as I said, it's so unexpected, Natalie. Like, I just never anticipate. Like, I didn't know anything about jewelry before I started my business, aside from my preferences, my personal preferences, and the limited experience I have with my own jewelry. But I always felt like there was a bit of a gap between, you know, you could go to the shops and see like beautiful, stunning pieces of jewelry, but they just missed like energy and soul. And then conversely, like I've had lots of pieces of spiritual jewelry with crystals that had amazing energy but made poorly and would fall apart. And that'd be always disappointing for me. And I just felt there was never this world of crossing over of energy and really amazing quality, or like energy and luxury. Do you know? And I wanted to have this experience, or create this experience of the most beautiful, stunning, but incredible vibrational energy, jewelry that then can be handed down to generations and generations. So they're made as heirloom pieces of jewelry. And that feels really important to me, that they can be handed down and that they can live on. And like when I die, my daughter or my son will get my jewelry and they'll get the gift of what my specific ring does for me. But then they'll also get all of my energy that's woven into that piece of jewelry, and I'll be with them when I'm passed away, but through the jewelry. Mm-hmm. And then I hope that it goes further than that. I hope it goes to my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren, and that, do you know, that I'll be that angel for them and they'll be able to connect with me through my jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, sometimes when I do create pieces of jewelry for people, actually their loved ones come in and they're like, me, 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 I want to be a part of that. So I have, yeah, that happens a bit where loved ones want to come in and imbue strength or love or support or particular qualities or gifts that they want to give. But then each piece of jewelry is made to match your soul. So I take people through this beautiful process to connect with their soul, and then we make the jewelry that matches that. We choose the color gemstones that match your vibration. And I was saying to you, Natalie, before we started recording, how when I was preparing to come in for our call, that I saw all of this pink flood in, and and then we turn up and we're both wearing pink, sure, different shades, but pink nevertheless. And I just, you know, I love color, and I love seeing people's energy fields, and I love amplifying, you know, people's soul essence through the jewelry. So
I love that so much, because when I was getting ready this morning, I had no idea what I was going to wear. I'm just wrapped in a towel and I went to my closet and I just felt like pink. We got to wear pink. I'm like, well, what am I going to wear with it? I don't know what bottoms to wear. And it all came together. So I love that.
Of course it did.
We both got the memo.
We both got the pink memo, and I was actually playing with some pink gemstones before our call as well. And so I was like in the realm of beautiful, soft love and this, yeah, gorgeous feminine energy. And so then, of course, I've come in and here you are in pink, but also absolutely exuding such gentle, gorgeous, soft, divine feminine energy.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's such a pleasure to be in the presence of Natalie. You have such a beautiful energy.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so interesting what you're saying about colors helping to amplify our energy, because I just did a hypnotherapy session with a client, and she was showing me her bedroom and everything was purple. Like everything was purple. And I was like, oh my gosh, like what is it with this lady in purple? I love purple too. And my whole world is turquoise. So I'm like not judging. I'm just curious. And so in her session, we had to ask her spirit guides, like, what is with purple? And it was like a really important color for her in many past lives. And it gave her confidence and comfort. And so it's really cool how even just color, not to mention like, you know, crystals have their own energy blueprint and everything, things that they can help us with. But even the color alone can be so powerful for your energy when it's like the right color for you, because we don't all feel the same about every color, obviously.
Totally. I don't know if you know this, Natalie, and I would love to offer this to your listeners as well. But I offer complimentary energy readings where I read people's energy fields and tell you what colors are in your aura and what they mean specifically for you. And so I love color and I love talking about, like, you know, that client of yours with all the purple. I'm like, oh gosh, I can feel that for her and how perfect it is. And what I see and now what I believe, because I've seen it so much, is that we all incarnate with two colors around our aura. So two true auric colors. We have many more colors in our energy field and they change as we, it will, like, throughout the day and also throughout our different phases of our lives. But I believe that we have these two true soul colors, and often the perfect match for a gemstone is one of those colors. And so in the energy readings, I try on different color gemstones and see, like, what could be like a perfect match that really enhances your energy field. And so I'm right there with you with all the colors. I love them. Yes. And of course, all my jewelry is like color gemstone jewelry too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else is it about the jewelry that you choose for your clients that's so powerful for them besides just the color?
It's the energy, of course. So when I take people through that process to connect with their soul and they really get, like, the vibration and the experience, that full, like, blossoming of their soul, like that captured in a snapshot. I almost like take a photo of it in my mind. Like I take a snapshot of that. Like, what is that energy? What is that vibration? What is that specific color? What is the emotional quality that comes with that? And then I intuitively choose gemstones that can be a match for that. And that would really enhance, like, the gemstones also need to be programmable. So some gemstones don't want to be programmed. Some have amazing energy, just like crystals. Some have amazing energy, some don't. Like, so I choose them, of course, based on that energy and vibration. But then I also choose them for their quality. Like, I want them to look bloody beautiful, Natalie. Like, I want them to be stunning. I want my customers to look down at their hands or look at their piece of jewelry and just be like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing I've ever seen. You know, I want it to be like a feast for the eyes, a feast for the soul, like all of the things. So what do I look for? I look for quality, beauty, like the beauty, that aesthetic beauty, but predominantly I look for that energy and that vibrational quality as and color.
Mm-hmm. And then that energy transfers to the person, doesn't it?
Yes. And so then after the piece of jewelry is made, I will energetically attune that jewelry to really bring out what it was that the intention for that piece of jewelry is for that person. And so it amplifies their energy field and turns on their light, like turning up the dimmer switch, and, you know, helps the wearer, like, fulfill that expression of their soul.
Beautiful. I love it. And I can feel your passion, like, coming through and how you're describing everything too. So I'd definitely love to look at your astrology chart.
Yes, please. I'd love that.
And connect the dots and how everything you're talking about is well in alignment for you based on the stars.
Okay. That would be wonderful. I have to say, Natalie, I would never usually do this. I would never usually allow someone to, like, read my chart or do my things online. I have, like, a feeling of privacy around that. But when I was connecting with you, I was like, oh gosh, I would love that. Yeah.
It's all good things. So your sun is in Pisces, and Pisces is about helping people believe in magic inside of themselves and in others, to help people believe that the world can be more magical too. And so I love how, like, obviously the jewelry itself is really magical, but your story behind it is really magical too, like the visions that you've had and the way this inspiration has come to you. And I really feel like when we buy from a business, we're also kind of buying a piece of their energy because we want that too. And your sun is in the first house of identity, authenticity, and leadership. So even though you, like, create and sell items, it's actually your presence and your identity that inspires people. It's really you as a person sharing your story. That's, like, your true work in the world. Oh, and wow. Putting yourself out there.
Oh my goodness. And no one's ever said that to me in that way before, Natalie. Thank you. You had said that to me 6 months ago, that would have completely freaked me out. And Yeah, I've just been getting so many different, like a similar message to that, like, Donna, share yourself more, you know, lots of little nudges around that. And so thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you have a few planets in that area too. So you have Mercury right next to it. So yeah, talking about yourself is actually really powerful. And it's what you're here to do. Like earlier, you mentioned how like you felt like you're being selfish doing what you love for yourself. And actually, this is like a permission slip to talk more about yourself. Yeah. And it's not selfish. It's actually activating for people. It activates their imagination, their dreams, their vision of what's possible for them too.
Oh, that's beautiful. I really hope so. I really hope that when I share my story with people, that that's what happens. That's my absolute intention.
Yes.
This feels like such a gift, Natalie.
I love how sometimes it's like this, like to me, it's like the smallest insight on a chart can really open up like a whole portal of understanding yourself better and like honoring and valuing yourself more too. So I love your reaction. All right. So moving on to your moon sign, your moon is in Scorpio in the 10th house of career and higher calling. And this is actually another area of the chart that shows that you're meant to be in the spotlight and you're meant to be sharing your like public image with people. And what makes that really interesting to you is because you really want to help people evolve. And you do that through putting yourself out there and not being afraid to be kind of unique and different. So obviously like you're right at home on this podcast because like we love this stuff, don't we guys? But this is also like saying like,
yes,
go into the muggle world and share these things too, because even if it like shocks people or makes them feel uncomfortable for some people, it's also like planting a seed of how they can harness their own power in a different way. And even being aware that something can activate power in you, because I think sometimes, you know, with clothing or jewelry, you're like, oh, it looks nice. No, but it actually changes your energy field. So that's like a message that you're here to put out, not just about jewelry, but transformation in general.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Yes. And then last thing I'll mention is your rising sign, which is the work that you're physically meant to do for a living, and your Aquarius rising. So energy healing, exactly, perfect. It's really to help create a better place for your community by harnessing new age or cutting edge or ancient wisdom to do so. And if you think about what the sign of Aquarius looks like, it's like energy waves. And so that's what you're putting out and that's what you're working with.
That is so super cool. One of the things that I haven't told you is that one of my missions with my jewelry is to create the world's largest crystal grid. And so the jewelry all around the world acts as an anchor point or a portal of light to an energetic grid that I've already set up. And the purpose of that grid is to support the ascension of the planet and all of her inhabitants. And so I see that as this, I feel it as Aquarian energy that you're talking about. I see it as white to turquoise light. And my customers come into calls with me every 6 months to do this energetic activation work. And but also in what you just said, like I can feel that I'm bringing back all of the gemstones or crystals as a power source, as a light source that we knew when we were in Atlantis and, you know, these ancient civilizations. And I feel that I'm bringing that back into a modern context for people. And so you said about like the ancient, but also the modern and the community. And I feel like that's exactly what I'm doing, bringing community and like this remembrance that we all know in our hearts, like of the power of crystals, of gemstones, of our ability to have magical experiences on this planet, that life gets to feel like heaven on earth and like a blissful, you know, like you were talking about, a blissful, playful experience. Life gets to be that. And that's what I want to create with the jewelry.
I love that. I like how we got kind of your own personal journey and then like the wider view of like how you're transforming the world with it. It's so cool because even if I mean, I would assume everyone who comes to you, they like believe in your mission, but even if they didn't, like you're transforming the world just by sending these things out.
Right. Even if they don't and they don't want to be a part of it, it doesn't matter. But yes, all of my customers so far are like, I want to be a part of the grid, Donna. Yes. Get me into that. Give me the jewelry so I can be a part of the grid. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I think we all do want to help the world. We don't always know how. So not only are they buying something beautiful for themselves, but like, yeah, they're contributing to this vision of raising everyone's vibration.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. So tell me about your own personal soulmate stone. I'm sure you have one for yourself and how that has transformed your world and your energy.
Okay. Well, I can show you because we're on video, but I have an aquamarine. So you were talking about like turquoise being your world. So I actually had some resistance to this stone to begin with. I was just like, oh, it's there. I've got it. Like it might be for one of my customers. And then it's like, I really should tune into that. Like I tune into the energy of all the other stones. And I was like, okay, what's that about, Donna? And I was like, okay, well, I've got to pick it up and feel it right and see what it wants. And when I picked it up, I just had this like feeling of it catapulted me up into the stars. It just, well, it was like, pew, I was on a slingshot and it catapulted me up to into the stars. And I was like, whoa, what's this about? And then as I connected with this aquamarine more, I felt like a big hand coming down and like plucking me up with, you know, the forefinger and the thumb and like picking me up out of where I am in my life and like plopping me down into a different paradigm and into a different experience. And I got like this ring for me, like wanted me to have a completely different, not completely, like a different elevated experience of my life. And as I've been wearing it, like that's exactly, it sounds crazy, but that's exactly what's happened. You know, I already had a beautiful life, Natalie, like I've got a beautiful husband and kids and beautiful customers and work and family, you know, all the things. But as I've been wearing this ring, it's sort of like, it's subtle, but it's really powerful. Like when I look back over the last, you know, couple of years, I'm like, whoa, like my life has changed hugely and how I feel about life and how I feel about myself. And like, I feel like I've got rose colored glasses on in the best possible way. Do you know, like I see things, I see the beauty all around me and the way that my life now feels does feel like that elevated experience. Like this ring is just like picking me up and like pushing me and putting me into like the place and the being state that I'm meant to be in. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And that was very specific for me. No one else that I've made a piece of jewelry for has had that same thing. Everyone's so different. But yeah, when I look down at my hand and I'm wearing this ring, I recognize that color blue as my soul. Like I recognize that I've got a piece of my soul sitting on my finger in the form of a ring, and I look down and it's sparkling and it's beautiful and it's got this amazing energy, and it's really so lovely to see a piece of myself in manifest like that. It reminds me of who I am, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yes, lovely. People's stones have a different effect for them based on what they need, right?
Absolutely. Yes. And so it's been really interesting, actually. I've had this influx of pink stones to people. So my last four customers have all chosen pink gemstones. And like I'd only done one before that. And so there's this wave of pink. I'm like, surely this is not just the Barbie movie influence. I don't think so. I feel like there is this awakening of consciousness in the form of pink at the moment, and this incredible love that wants to come in. And each of those four people, my four most recent customers, the way in which that pink shows up is so different for each of them. Like what that those pink stones want to do, completely different purposes, and yet all with this commonality of love or unconditional love.
Yeah, definitely. To me, it's like a softness, a like slowing down, a calmness. That's how I feel about
it. That's it, because that's you. Like there's a real sweetness about your energy, and that pink vibration around you. Like, it's sweet. Like, you know how soft pale pink rose petals feel, mm-hmm. and also the fragrance that comes with that. Like, you are like a rose. Pale pink is like a rose. Like, there's a sweetness and an innocence, and yet there's also this wisdom that it's not like immaturity. There's a beautiful wisdom that comes through that love vibration. And so even like when we came into our call together, it's 11:11 a.m. here. when we came into our call together, I could feel that I needed to like drop my energy down to meet you where you're at, because the space that you hold is so ethereal and like celestial, of course, but just stunningly beautiful and soft. And so like often I'm really excited and like, oh. And I was like, oh no, calm down, Donna, like meet Natalie where she is in this beautiful realm of pink love. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I love it so much. That's cool. Mm. That's like your energy reading in action. So if anyone listening wants to get a beautiful energy reading from Donna, she is offering them complimentary, and I'm going to have the link for that below, and it will be all around helping you find your own soulmate stone.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes. So where did the name House of Orion come from? I'm so curious.
Oh, that was really interesting, Natalie, because again, that was one of the divine downloads that I got, that actually I had no idea about the Orion constellation. Like, I was connected with the Pleiades and other sort of star systems and star beings. And actually, before we, you know how I said like the idea for the business dropped in when we moved to the beach, or just after we moved to the beach, right before that, my father-in-law passed away, and my sister-in-law was given someone named a star after him in the Orion constellation as a gift for her when he passed away. And he meant a lot to me, and he meant a lot to me. And we were going to maybe use that. I was like, so the reason why she was given that is because she was told that the Orion constellation has a representation of father or fatherly love. And I didn't know about that. Anyway, we were going to maybe use the name Orion for our new house that we were building. And then when that business idea came through, I was just like, I could feel my father-in-law like really supporting me and like kind of pushing me from behind, like, come on, you can do this, Donna. And I could feel his presence around me a lot. I've got tears in my eyes. And so I named the business the House of Orion in honor of him. And even though he is my husband's father, but his fatherly love and the care and support that he always gave us and still gives us. And then after the business has been going for a while, I have since found out other things about the Orion constellation that I had no idea about, that just seem like so synchronistic and perfect and divinely, I don't know, orchestrated.
Oh, I love that.
You've got me all emotional. Thank you for asking.
Yes. I'm sure he's like a part of the conversation too.
Yeah. I can certainly feel him around me. Yeah.
Mm, that's beautiful. I love it so much. Oh, okay. So as a spiritual entrepreneur, wow, couldn't say that. What have been some of the hardest obstacles for you in running your own business as a spiritual entrepreneur? Because we have many people listening who also have these beautiful spiritual energy-led businesses too. So I'm curious about that.
I love how you ask this question, Natalie. My biggest obstacle has been myself, for sure. My biggest obstacle has been like my beliefs around that I can't do things, or that I don't know how to do things, or that I can't figure things out. And truly this year has been, even though I've been I've had my own business for like 7 years or something, even though I've had it for that long, I've still faced so many things within myself where I'm like, I don't know how to do that. Like when the jewelry business idea came, my biggest obstacle was this voice inside of my head that says, I don't know how to market products. I don't know how to sell products. I don't know how to do that. And It's only really been this year that I've let that go and that I've shown myself that I can learn anything. And so that's what it is. It's like, I guess it's twofold. It's first of all, my own thoughts or limiting beliefs or the things that I'm telling myself. And then second to that is learning the things that I don't know how to do. And yeah, for me, that's been about marketing predominantly. And this year has been a lot for me around unprogramming what I think sales and marketing is. So all of the things, all of that ickiness around selling and all of that, like, you'll only be good when you get to this amount of income or you're doing six figures a month or, you know, all of that stuff that you sometimes come across in the spiritual or entrepreneurial world, like all of that, I've basically been unprogramming myself from all of that and really just putting my blinkers on and doing the thing that I do, like doing the work that I do, letting it be completely different from everyone else, not doing a, you know, cookie cutter approach, and just letting myself figure out that actually I can truly be myself. You know, I can come onto a podcast with you and I can cry about my father-in-law and I can share about how challenging business has been and also how rewarding it's been. Like, can't tell you the difference it's made, you know, trying different things that are now working in terms of my marketing. And like, that feels so amazing to me that I didn't give up all those times that I wanted to give up. You know, like, there were so many times where I was like, I don't think I can do this anymore. Maybe I should go and get a new job, like a normal, inverted commas, normal job. And so, yeah, it's like not stopping, like keeping on going, knowing that I can figure it out, knowing that I can deprogram myself from all of this crap that I've picked up out there and just do my thing and be myself and yet still move out of my comfort zone over and over again.
Yes, it is a balance because it's like, yes, be yourself, which feels so much more comfortable and it's refreshing for people. But then also moving out of your comfort zone of like knowing you can change and grow and evolve too. So yeah, I do think both sides of those are so important because I'm often preaching like you can get paid to be who you are. But guess what? That might be scary, even though it's like, yeah, you get to be scary. Who you want to be, which is you. There's a confidence building that has to go into that process too.
Yes, that's right. And I feel like once you've like started embedding that confidence, then it becomes fun. Yeah. So like before now, and I was like, oh gosh, this is so uncomfortable. I know I need to do this. I'm going to do it. All of that funny feelings. And then once I realized that actually where my intuition is leading me to is to do like, to do whatever the different marketing things are, actually ends up feeling like so much fun that then it's easy to do and it becomes fun to do, but it wasn't at the start.
Yeah, practice helps a lot, I think, and we can't get practice if we aren't willing to jump out there when we're not feeling it, the confidence fully, you know.
Yes, that's so true.
Yes. So what tips would you have for someone who's just starting out with their own soul-led business?
Follow your intuition. Don't listen to the crowd. Don't listen to the masses. Follow your intuition because it will take you exactly where you need to go, even if it's in uncharted territory that feels really uncomfortable or really scary. And don't worry about trying to like get to the end vision that you have, because I think some of us who are really visionary and we get the amazing, like when I got that download of this business, I was like, oh my gosh, like how am I even going to create that? And I feel so far from where I am now to get to there. And I think a lot of the people that I come across in our realms have that, where we have big visions, but it feels like such a vast contrast from where we are now to get to there. And I would say, like, have the vision, let it be there, but don't be like so attached to it that it can't evolve as it wants to. And then just kind of let it go, have it and feel it and be it and all of that. Like, that's beautiful. But then just take one step at a time and let your intuition tell you what that next step is, because it will guide you to exactly where you're meant to be.
And you're such a good example of someone who has done that. So see, it's possible.
It's possible. It's possible. You can do it.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Donna. It's been such a pleasure connecting with you and yeah, getting inspired by your own energy. I'm sure a lot of people will be feeling that.
Well, thank you so much. It's been such a delight to be with you and to have this conversation. I'm really grateful. Thank you.
If you'd like to know more about Donna and her work at House of Orion, all of the show notes and links can be found directly below this episode, where you can get a complimentary 10-minute energy reading and find out more about all the amazing things Donna is doing. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a magical week, and I will talk to you next week. For more information on how to use astrology to find your cosmic calling and sign up for astrology email updates, check out soulshineastrology.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review for The Cosmic Calling to help other cool people like us find the show. The Cosmic Calling community is a gathering place for listeners of the show to connect more deeply with fellow like-minded spiritual seekers. Join us for astrology classes, monthly forecasts, cosmic planning tools, plus bonus features for these podcast episodes by going to soulshineastrology.com/community.